thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
Refuge is piling up quickly all around us. It is my hope that in the next few moments, God the Holy Spirit will help us together. Help me to say in the right spirit the things which will help prevent both you and me from becoming a part of the spoilage of this human carnage. For in these United States of America, in which we live, and other parts of the world, the corruption and the contamination that is taking place is of a magnitude almost indescribable. We are being rotten from the inside, morally decayed from the inside out, and we are being destroyed. So my subject today, and I hope that you'll take pencil and paper now and not miss these points. They are vitally important for you, your family, your household, and the future of your children. We must become a censorship board ourselves. If you do not censor the television viewing in your household, there may not be sufficient. And so that's our subject. Why censor our television viewing? Here we go. Number one, we have a direct commandment from God not to bring evil into our homes. Please see this scripture with me. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house. Now watch this. Lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Because whatever you allow to come into your house, you will become like it. So don't bring an abomination into your house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Watch this now. But instead, thou shalt utterly detest it. Thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. We must not allow evil to come into our household. And without censoring the television viewing that takes place in your household, we have a stream, a flowing, if you please, almost like a sewerage dumped into our living rooms, our bedrooms, and our sitting rooms, where all kinds of more immorality and violence and degradation are being presented. The warning of Scripture is don't bring it into your home. In fact, utterly detest it and abhor it because it is a cursed thing and you might become like it. I know that I may sound today a little stronger than I usually do, but you know, the scripture says that we should be angry, but don't sin. In fact, one time when Jesus was angry, this is what he said. He looked around about him with anger, being grieved at the hardness of their hearts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine hand. His anger brought about a righteous result, and I'm suggesting today, and I hope that you'll get this holy indignation and protect your household and become a censorship to what television viewing goes on under your jurisdiction. Now, let's look at the second reason. Secondly, we are not to set any wicked thing before our eyes. Look at the scripture with me. I will behave myself wisely, look at this, in a perfect way. When wilt thou come unto me? Look at this. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I want you to notice here that your house is your jurisdiction. You may not, and I may not be able to enforce censorship in other people's homes or other people's lives or the public airways, but we have lost the protection that our laws once gave us. The jurisdiction God has given you is your household. Now watch this. I will walk within my household with a perfect heart. Look at the next verse. I will set, look at this, no wicked thing before mine eyes. Look at the next scripture now. Look at the next part of the scripture. I hate the work of them that turn people aside from the righteous thing, and it's not going to cleave unto me because I'm committed not to set any wicked thing before my eyes. The third reason why you should censor your television viewing is because it is yoking ourselves with unbelievers. And the scripture is plain. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And when we sit there in front of television uncensored, we are being communicated spirit to spirit, mind to mind, emotion to motion, if you please, with unbelievers, and we are bonded to them and in a relationship that the scriptures forbid. Don't yoke yourself with unbelievers. Fourthly, you should censor your television, because if you don't, you are fellowshipping with the works of darkness. Look at this scripture. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteous? Now, if you're a Christian and you're a righteous person, how can you fellowship with that which is unrighteous coming to you over the television waves? Look at this. And what communion hath light with darkness? You see, without censorship, without personally self-censoring the television viewing that happens in your life, in your home, we become fellowshippers with darkness. Look at this next verse. The scripture says in Ephesians, it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Do you know that television these days is bringing stuff that should not even be spoken about? Clearly defined, articulated, graphically portrayed, imagination capturing. And it's beyond the limit of scripture imposed on me today to define some of that, because we're not even to speak of those things which are being done in secret. And if we sit in front of our televisions and view it, we end up fellowshipping with darkness. Another good reason for censoring your television watching and viewing is because if we don't censor it, we will be touching unclean things. Look at the scripture. Come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord. Look at this. And touch not the unclean things. Unclean things. It's amazing to me that soap stories are such dirty stories. And when we get involved in that, we are touching unclean thing and contamination takes place. We need to censor. I need to censor. You need to censor. We all need to take this responsibility and discipline ourselves to become the censorship board in our own homes. Well, the sixth reason is that if we do not censor television, it will pollute righteous thinking. Look at the scripture. You know this one. Probably it's a favorite of many. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's virtue and if there be any praise, look at this scripture now, think on these things. The criteria for Christian thinking is defined for us right here. If we do not censor our television watching and our viewing, then this righteous way of thinking will be utterly contaminated and polluted. Censor your television viewing. Number seven, if we do not censor television viewing, we will receive the counsel of the ungodly. Look at the scripture, and most people know this in Psalm 1. Blessed is the man, look at this, that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful, but instead, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the laws of the Lord does he meditate day and night. You know the results of that. He'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves also shall not wither, whatsoever he doth shall prosper. But without personal censorship of television viewing, we will be walking in the counsel of the ungodly. Look at this, number eight. It's not only walking in the counsel of the ungodly, but uncensored television viewing is standing in the way with sinners. The second part of this verse. The man that's blessed doesn't walk in the counsel, and he doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Doesn't hang out with sinful people. There's no fellowship to be taking place because of this law of association. You don't hang out with sinners. Because only birds of a feather flock together, the adage says. And that's the way it happens. And scripture says, don't stand around. Don't get in fellowship relationship with sinners. Because if you do, and watch television without censorship, severe censorship, you not only receive the counsel of the ungodly, but you stand in the way with sinners. And then number nine, you will be sitting in the seat of the scornful. The last part of the same verse. Sitting in the seat of the scornful. You know what scornful people do. They sit around and they mock and they make fun and they ridicule politicians that we ought to be respecting for because of their position, the president and the members of Congress and political leaders and moral leaders and church leaders. But what we end up with if we do not censor television is we'll sit there and we will be sitting watching in the seat of the scornful, mocking alongside with them. And Scripture forbids that to do us. And that's another reason why we should censor television viewing. Number 10, it is not preparing ourselves for Christ. You see, we're here with a purpose. We are going to leave here someday. And we're getting ready for there. This life determines the next one. And if we do not censor our television viewing, we will not be preparing ourselves for Christ. And that's what we ought to be doing. Look at the vision John had. Look at this. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Now watch this. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I ask you, are you preparing yourself for the meeting of Jesus Christ that you will have? Are you working at adjusting yourselves to fit the robes of righteousness? Are you preparing yourself for Jesus? Without censorship, we are doing the opposite, and we will be there with spotted garments at best, if we're there at all. Number 11, we need to censor television because we are to redeem the time and not waste it. It's one of the biggest time wasters that there is. Look at the scripture with me. See then that you walk circumspectly, thoughtfully. Look at this. Not as fools, but as wise. Look at this now. Redeeming the time, not because the days are short, but because the days are evil. There is so much to do today. There is so much ground that needs to be recovered in this nation in which we live. There is so much moral decay. Sin has gotten out of hand. Iniquity abounds on every side. And those of us who call ourselves followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and soldiers of the cross, we cannot waste hours and hours every day in front of uncensored viewing of television. Why? Because we need to be redeeming the time because the days are so evil. We need to make up for the evil that has abounded all around us. We have much to do, my friend. We are called to be doers of good works. That's what Ephesians 2 says about, that you are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, make no mistake about it. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved for good works. There is much to do. Redeem the time because the days are evil. I shall never forget David Wilkerson, by the way, and he's responsible for some of these thoughts that we're sharing today. I heard him teach on this myself. But I remember in the days before the Teen Challenge ministry and the events in New York City that launched a ministry that now reaches around the world, David gave up television watching as a pastor because it was consuming so much of his time in the hours of the night and evening. And it was in that commitment of doing away with television and uncensored watching that David was spoken to by God, sent to New York City. And if you haven't read the story of the cross and switchblade, you really ought to get it. It's worth the reading. We're to redeem the time and not waste it. And then, uncensored viewing of television, watch this now, unrenews the mind. Look at this. You know the scripture. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, the first thing that every new Christian should do after he becomes converted to Christ is get his mind straight. He's got to learn to think God's way. This is where you learn it, about every subject that touches his life. You see, salvation gets the heart right. Sanctification has to do with getting the head right. One has to get his thinking renewed. Sanctification renews the mind. Salvation changes the heart. You know that because of Romans 10. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. Because the heart gets changed. Isn't that wonderful that Jesus still comes into the hearts of those today and changes our hearts? But our next responsibility is to get our heads adjusted. Start thinking right, heart right, head right. Now, that takes a lot because we've got to learn the thoughts of God that are so contrary to the ways of thinking in the world. That's why he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth, my ways, my thoughts are higher than yours, saith the Lord. We've got to get his thoughts. That's what it means to get your mind renewed. But then new Christian gets his mind renewed. Then he sits in front of uncensored television. And what happens? The renewed mind will get unrenewed. It will go back to its former state. They will be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. But oh, my brothers, you've been called unto liberty. So don't use your liberty for an occasion for the flesh, but by love serve one another. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance, goodness, faith, and against such there's no law. But don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Uncensored television viewing will unrenew the mind. You will have victory in your life when Jesus comes in and you get your head focused on the Word of God and living his thoughts, thinking his thoughts, meditating on his thoughts. But if you revert back to uncensored television viewing, you will unrenew your mind and you will end up fighting battles that once you had victory over with simplicity and ease. Don't let your mind get unrenewed from uncensored television watching. Then number 13, the reason you should censor your television viewing is because it is the leaven of the world. I'll explain in a moment. Look at this scripture. Your glorying is not good. Don't you know that, look at this, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Look at this now. Purge out therefore the old leaven that ye may be a new lump as ye are unleavened. Now watch this. Because people today are arguing that there's so much good on television and that a particular show is only partly bad. There's a lot of good in it, but this scripture repudiates such a concept because it comes along and says a little poison poisons the whole lump. I offer you a cherry pie and I tell you there's just a little poison in it. Are you going to take the pie? I should think not because you're smarter than that. And yet there is such moral corruption, maybe obscured, maybe off camera, maybe only implied, but it's there and a little poison poisons the whole television show. And so we must be careful not to fall into that trap. Then it's filthy communication, which we are commanded to put off. Look at the scripture. But put off all these, look at this, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication. Don't let it even come out of your mouth. Put it off. And you cannot watch without hearing ideas, thoughts, cursings, cussings, foul language, and so many kinds of filthy communication that are damning to the soul. And we're commanded to put it off, so why would we sit and watch it? That's why you should censor strictly, in keeping with biblical principle, your viewing, if in fact you're going to watch it all. Then number 15, uncensored viewing is not walking worthy of God, unblameable and holy. Look at the scripture, ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. That's how we ought to be among one another. Now look at this next verse. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, like a father does his children, look at this, that ye would walk worthy of God who hath called you out of darkness, called you into his kingdom and into his glory. Uncensored television watching is not walking worthy of God. Number 16, it is a polluted fountain out of which proceeds blessing and cursing. Here's the scripture in James. Out of the same mouth precedes blessing and cursing. Look at this now. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. And so someone on television who has done some nice thing, or is very popular, or maybe supported the country or the president in something, but then he gets up having done something wonderful, and there is the trap, my friend. Not too many of us will just take filth and corruption, but we get it served to us subtly, in disguise, by people we have learned to admire for one thing, but they contaminate it with another. And blessing and cursing ought not to come out of the same fountain. Number 17, it desensitizes us to sin. Listen to this verse in Jeremiah. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nuh-uh. They were not at all ashamed. Look at this. And here, let me look at it here now. Neither could they blush. No shame anymore. No embarrassment. Therefore they shall fall. Among them that fall, in the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. You know, a new Christian is very sensitive to sin, but if we get exposed to sin and more sin and more sin and iniquity on the television, uncensored television viewing, we get so we can't even tell what sin is anymore. Look at this next one. We are called to anoint our eyes, not poison them. Now, how you use your eyes is vitally important. Look at this scripture. Anoint your eyes with eye salve. Look at this now. That thou mayest see. If you take poison in through your eyes, it will affect your ability to see. What you take in affects how you see. If you watch the soap stories that are really dirty stories, you will not be able to look at the events of life without having some kind of a dirty and evil spin on what you see and hear because you learned it from uncensored television watching. That's why we must be careful what we hear and see, because hearing and seeing are the main entrance systems to our minds and thus to our hearts. And Jesus put it this way. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, the whole body is full of light. But listen to this now. But if your eye is evil, if your eye takes in evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. Now listen to the next verse. If therefore the light that's in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Don't poison your eyes. Anoint them to see that which is pure and holy and that God wants to lead. Number 19, we're to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Look at the scripture. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let's censor our television viewing from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I tell you, and some other time, perhaps we'll get to talk about the filthiness of the spirit as well as the filthiness of the flesh, because what's coming is at us through the television isn't, that is the uncensored television, is not just the filthiness of the flesh, but the filthiness of the spirit. Number 20, it causes children to stumble. They see you watching uncensored television, they will watch uncensored television. In the scripture, Jesus is clear, whoever offends one of these little ones that believes in me, it's better that a millstone were hung about his neck and he were cast into the sea than that we should offend children. So uncensored television will cause children to stumble. And then number 21, we're to destroy and cast down all idols. Look at this scripture. What have I to do anymore with idols? Because I have heard him and I have observed him. I don't need this stuff anymore. And the scriptures plainly tell us that we're to destroy altars and break down imaginations, cut down the grove, burn the graven images. For you are a holy people unto the Lord your God. And the Lord your God has chosen you to be a special people for himself above all the people on the face of the earth. And then number 22, we are not to love the world, but to love God. Look at this. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now look at this. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You can't have it both ways. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And then 23, we are not to study evil, not ever. Look at this scripture in the last chapter of the book of Romans. And this is God saying, I want you wise about that which is good, but I don't want you any more than very simple about that which is evil. Uncensored television viewing will cause you to know too much about evil. If God says you shouldn't know too much about evil, you can count on it to be right and true. And to break and violate this will bring great damage. You see, a prudent man foresees the evil and he hides himself from it. But the simple pass on, keep on viewing, and they're punished. Censor your television viewing. You're the only censorship board you've got.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.